Hello everyone.
Hello.
I'm Muneki.
I am Mio.
Welcome to our program. Today we are going to tell about Japanese music scene, especially about music before we went on this program with such specific theme. We first thought about how we had been listening to music in the past days and compared with situation today.
It was easy for us to realize that the way which people listening to music has been changed greatly in many ways for the last few years. This change surely came up with iPod and other MP3 player. This change has been influenced in many ways. Some of the influences are good, but some of them were not so welcome to Japanese companies.
Recently, CD sales has been decreasing in Japan, and it must have some connection with the sales of iPod and other MP3 player. Because people can get songs on the iTunes, we can get songs easily without CD itself.
I and Muneki both have iPod, and we both like to collect songs. We were interested in how do our friends listening to music, and how do they get songs. We did research with our original questionnaire and got some information about our friends. We will tell you their answers, and we can tell you our opinion and experiences also. Now let's start our program. We have divided our program into two parts. First, Muneki will tell you about the history of music player, and after that, I will tell you about our questionnaire and analyze our friend's answer. So Muneki, let's begin with your part. Please go ahead.
Ah, you bitch! I'll introduce about history of Japanese music player. Our lives are full of many kinds of music. People would like to bring their favorite music with music player. It has changed with technical development. First, in 1962, compact audio cassette was appeared. It called cassette tape. It made by Philips company from Dutch. It made for business tools, but cassette tape improved very much. So, in 1970s, it was used by many people for portable music player. Cassette tape was used by many people, especially old people now. Next, in 1981, compact disc was appeared. It called CD in general. Sony, which is one of big Japanese company, made a first CD player. CD's quality of sound is better than cassette tape. So when it began to sell, CD price was little expensive. CD can record long time as same as 30cm record. CD is very useful, but useful tools cause many problems. CD was copied by PC and CD's information went out internet. Information of music was abused by many people. As a result of such situations, in 2000, CCCD was appeared. CCCD means Copy Control Compact Disc. It can't read on PC, so people can't copy that. However, CCCD had some problems, such as sound quality is no good compared with normal CD. After that, CCCD was disappeared. In 2000, secure digital memory card was appeared. It called SD cards in general. When I saw SD first time, I was very surprised because SD card was too small. I've never seen such music tools. SD cards, which is 2.4 cm and its weight is about only 2 grams. Only 2 grams. Also, SD card improved. SD card size became smaller. It's called mini SD card. Of course, mini SD is smaller than normal SD. But mini SD's memory capacity is larger than normal SD. Moreover, SD's history was not over yet. Micro SD card appeared in 2005.Size of micro SD is a quarter of fast SD. Also, mini SD and micro SD are used as mobile phones music player files. After SD card, people can print their favorite music easier than before.
Thank you, Muneji. Now, let's go on to the next part. In this part, I will tell you about our original questionnaire and its results.We distributed our questionnaire to 40 of our friends at university. At first, we asked these two questions. What kind of music player do you use and why did you choose that kind of player? 18 students have iPod or other MP3 player. 9 students use CD player and 5 students use MD player.And others use cell phone or do not use portable player because they mostly listen to music in a car or in the room with PC.
Alright, so next question is this. Why did you choose that kind of player?
iPod user chose it because of its portability, convenience, capacity, and it is easy to connect to PC or they like its design.CD player user tends to buy CDs frequently, and they can enjoy high quality sound. Or they don't listen to music very much, so they don't want so many functions. Some students use MD player. Many of them says they want to have MP3 player like iPod, but they just still don't have. I used to use MD player before I bought iPod.What kind of music player did you use before you buy iPod?
In my case, I used portable CD player when I was high school student because I thought CD player is cool. But big reason was I didn't have enough money to buy other music player. So I always had some CDs every time. Every time! So let's get back to the questionnaire.Come on!
Okay, next question in our questionnaire is this. How many songs do you have in your player? We asked this question for iPod or other MP3 player user. Most of them has 200 to 500 songs, and some of them has more than 1,000 or more. In my case, I have about 1,400 songs in my iPod.But I still want more and more songs. How about you, Muneji?
Huh?
How many songs do you have?
I have about 5,000 songs, but
Wow. There
are more... There are about 6,000 songs in my PC.
Really?
So I always listen music at home or school everywhere.
Oh, really?
Of course, I can't live without music. No music, no life!
You must be a music freak! Okay, and then we asked this question. How do you get your songs? About 60% of the students said they copied songs from CDs. Others bought CDs or downloaded songs on iTunes or other sites on the internet. And only 5 students.Use file sharing system. 60% of students copied songs from CDs, and it means they use rental CD system. Do you know how rental CD system works? Muneji, can you explain that?
Okay. There are many rental shops in Japan. If you want to rent a CD, you should go rental video shop.If you pay some money, from 200 to 400 yen, you can rent a CD like rent a video. You can rent CDs about 1 week, and you can copy it to your PC. After that, you have to return the CD to rent the video shop. That's it.
That's right, Moneki. Thank you.
Hey.
Rental CD system might be unique around the world, but thanks to this system, we all can collect songs much cheaper than buying CDs.
Rental CD system is very useful for us. But now, I have one thing that I want to mention. It is answer about file sharing. What is remarkable, only 5 students actually use file sharing system.
Exactly. In our questionnaire, we asked students, do you know something about file sharing system like Winnie, P2P, ShareBear, and MX? About 70% of students don't even know about file sharing system, or only know these systems are illegal and dangerous.
In class, we heard that most of university students in Canada know well about file sharing system and use it. Is that true? And this is why we contain questions about file sharing system. However, in Japan, situation seems to be very different from Canada. In Japan, most students don't try to use them because they think these files often contain harmful computer viruses. That's why only few people who have enough knowledge about PC or these files use it.
According to our research, the 5 students use file sharing system because it is free and convenient. Of course, they know it is illegal and sometimes files hide dangerous virus behind them. Lastly, we asked students how many original CDs do you have and when did you buy CD last? As I said in the introduction, in Japan, CD sales are decreasing. So we wanted to know students really tend not buying CDs. According to the result, most students have 20 to 30 original CDs, and some students have 50 or more CDs. And last question is, when did you buy CD last? We showed students these 3 alternatives, in a week, in a month, and in a year or more before. The result is this, half of 40 students bought CD in a year or more before, and 13 students bought CD in a month, and 7 students bought it in a week. According to our research, we can conclude more than half of university students have iPod or other MP3 player. They own this kind of player because of its portability, convenience, large memory of capacity, or they just like its design.
And it depends on place where students listen to the music. Most students come to school by train, so they listen to the music on train. Also, such students always bring about from 200 to 500 favorite songs with their music player. These songs are copied by rental CDs. Almost students rent the CDs and copy to their PC and bring the songs with their portable music player. That's why they don't buy a new CD, because a rental CD's price is cheaper than new CDs. Moreover, students who use file sharing system are only a few. About 70% students don't understand about such system. Their system doesn't penetrate to Japanese university students.
Okay, thank you, Muneki.
It's okay.
Well, that brings us to the end of our program. We hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and see you again.
See you later.
You're looking real good with your new